Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and in the house again today is Andra Bolin. And we are excited to invite her back. She was a guest on Winning Business Radio with Lisa Rahurick two months ago?
Yeah, I believe it was a little bit over a month ago.
Yeah, and we just hit it off. And in her conversation with Lisa, Winning Business Radio, they were talking really around just helping entrepreneurs build their business, establish a brand, put themselves out there, find the right people to work with. And one of the things you briefly mentioned was live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we got to have you back. Just focus on that specific topic. So before we do the deep dive into live streaming and have an opportunity to learn from Andra, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Andra is a sales success strategist and business coach with over 27 years of award-winning experience at Fortune 500 companies. When you see this beautiful woman, you'll know that she isn't even 27 years old. She's the creator of multiple online sales programs and teaches online business owners to become more profitable using soulful selling techniques to boost their sales. Andra also works one-on-one with business owners and trains sales staff to become more profitable in their sales conversations. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Such an honor and a gift, and I'm so grateful for the connection.
So, live streaming. I've given it a try a couple of times, some better than the others, and not always with the end in mind. I just like to put myself out there. Why is live streaming so popular? Let's just begin with that. And let's even just maybe define live streaming for those listeners who may not know yet.
Yeah. So live streaming is just another vehicle that we can use to communicate to our audience. It's really that simple. So if we kind of look at the evolution of, let's just use Facebook, which is obviously the most powerful platform out there to date. You know, look at how we started with Facebook. It started with just posting text, right? Mm-hmm. We'd get some engagement and conversation brewing there. Then it went to images. People seemed to be more responsive to that. We went to short video memes, right? Now we're into live streaming. So what's happened is, consumption continues to evolve. Content is still king and queen, but how audience likes to consume content is what has shifted. So for those business owners that are out there that are used to actually getting out there on social media and speaking and engaging with their audience, live streaming is simply an invitation to evolve the way that you communicate, and more importantly, respond to how the people have said they want to consume it. So that's really in a nutshell what live streaming is. It's an opportunity to do live video. So instead of recording the video, you're just hitting this fancy schmancy button that says go.
Right.
And what I think also is really exciting about live streaming is when you record a video, listen, if you're like me, you probably do about 50 to 100 takes before you hit publish.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, that to the soul is tough.
Exhausting.
It's exhausting. It creates opportunities to second guess ourselves. It continues to breed and foster this idea that perfection is the model.
Yep.
And that's what was so welcoming and inviting about live streaming, right? Live streaming is just you in the flesh, you being extemporaneous, you really letting people into your home, your heart, your business. And guess what? People are totally turned on by that.
It's raw.
It's raw and real.
Yep.
That is what live streaming does. It's super, it's like this magical moment where you watch someone and you feel like you know them.
Absolutely.
Because the access point has widened, right?
Yeah.
And accessibility is still the biggest stumbling blocks to generating sales in your business. If they don't feel like they can access you, then the trust is limited. And trust is what helps us generate leads and sales.
Would you also say if they don't feel like they can, that you're relatable? I mean, access is one thing, but also relatability. Like, oh, okay, Andra can do it because she's all that and a bag of chips. But me over here in this little town with very little experience, I feel like I can't do it. And live streaming, you're suggesting then, helps bridge that gap and says, heck, we all put our pants on the same way each day. And it is for everyone.
It is absolutely for everyone. And I know for all of you guys that are listening, you've personally experienced and witnessed this as you scroll through your newsfeed, right? I mean, I kind of think of it like, you know, the evolution of television, right? We started out with some very basic channels, and now we've got this suite of channels, and we're just scrolling by, and we stop when something triggers an interest.
Absolutely.
News feeds, Facebook, that's the new TV channel. That's the remote control that we're flipping through, and we're stopping on really epic and engaging live streams that all of us can do.
Absolutely. And live stream, as you're drawing this picture for me, I'm thinking live streaming is the baby or the child of reality TV, right?
So, except not scripted.
Right. Although, I mean, even some of the live streaming for people, of course, they have a goal and they're scripted, but it's raw, it's authentic, it's in the moment. It gives us a glimpse of who is that person behind the persona.
Yeah.
And is he or she legit?
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that it does, you know, internally, we've talked about some of the external benefits, right? But internally, to me, it's just an expression of showing up. And I'll give you an example. Periscope was the first live streaming platform that I was introduced to. And that launched March 26th of 2015. I don't know why I remember that date. No other dates.
But you were clearly part of Periscope. I was there. Yeah, I didn't, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. And so what happened was I made a decision that I wanted to become a public speaker. And then all of a sudden I heard about this thing called Periscope. And I thought to myself, I know, because I know the key to manifesting is to act as if. Right. So I decided to act like I was already a public speaker using Periscope. So I hit go live, hit do, whatever you call it. And I just started speaking to folks. Like, I didn't know that my only end goal is that I wanted to leverage the platform to practice speaking. And within 24 hours of doing that, I got my first speaking gig.
Oh my gosh. Talk about
manifesting your magic, right? So to me, it's a way, it gives us the invitation and welcomes us the opportunity to show the F up. That's what I love about live streaming. And that's why I love teaching about selling and showing up and using this as simply just one of many vehicles that you can do that with.
I don't know if I shared with you either off air or the first time we met, but when I started live streaming, a friend of mine, Karen Joseph, runs a group on Facebook called Sensational Live Streamers.
Oh,
are you familiar with
that? No, I'm not.
So it's just a closed Facebook group, and she simply has created this community of people who are scared about, nervous about, don't wanna, aren't sure if it's for them, live stream. And so it's closed, so we can go in and work out all the kinks in front of this audience who feels much the same.
Yeah.
Right? And I love that because, like you said, within 24 hours, you already had your first speaking gig.
Yeah.
That didn't happen to me quite as quickly, but after one or two opportunities to live stream in this private group, I thought, you know what? This isn't about being perfect. This is simply about speaking my truth and being right there with my audience and my fans and followers. And I very quickly started live streaming on my own business page and my Facebook page, which I think is what happens to most people. Mm-hmm. And so I was very grateful for Karen and this group to have a chance to like think I needed to practice when in reality, you just practice while you're doing it.
Exactly. And I think that's what's so important is that, you know, it's like anything, right? Like I tell people all the time, they say, Andra, I'm waiting to feel good about it.
Yes.
I'm waiting to start having discovery sales conversations until it feels good. I'm waiting to live stream until it feels good. And the truth is, it will never feel good until you're doing it. That's why it's in the doingness of it that you start to develop your own rhythm, your own flow, your own way. And that is what feels good because you're operating in alignment with your truth. You can't figure out what that is sitting and thinking about it. You got to be in your truth. And that's why I highly, suggest live streaming to most everybody.
Yeah. Is there anybody who it wouldn't be good for? I mean, I kind of know the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. Perhaps there are industries that are highly regulated
Yeah.
And even like when we on the PR or media end of things and we invite them to come on a show, they're like, well, we got to check with corporate. We got to check right. with legal. They may have to be careful. But beyond that, whether you're an auto mechanic, a hairstylist, a dog groomer, a Fortune 500 CEO executive, isn't it really?
Yeah.
For everybody.
I mean, it is. And if you look around, look at what's happening. Our news channels are streaming live,
they
right?
Are. Yeah.
The elections are being streamed live. Anything that's happening is being streamed.
The newscasters in mm-hmm. their own personal lives,
yes.
again, are giving us a glimpse of who they are off hours, even when they're not reporting their news, because
right.
they're seeing that it adds value and helps elevate themselves, increase their visibility, really.
Well, it's like this. It's like we know where the people are hanging out. So you have to ask yourself, are you going to meet them where they're at? Are you going to make them come to where you're at? Nobody's coming to you. You have to go to them. And so the people have spoken. We know where they're at. They've told us the numbers don't lie. So you've got to meet them where they're at if you want to connect with them.
I agree. I know that you and I are convinced.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully our listeners are as well. Let's talk some strategy
yeah.
around it. Like, do you have suggestions for how often we ought to be showing up for live stream?
Yeah. So, you know, I've actually created this really cool, simple live streaming sales funnel.
Of course. Yeah.
And I'm not a funnelologist. Like, I actually kind of rebuke all things tech.
Okay.
But
you do it because you know.
I do it because I know. So I wanted to think about, okay, if I were brand new to this, what would I do?
Good.
And so I created this really simple sales funnel that basically says this, because ultimately the end game is we want to generate more fans, more leads, and more sales. Those are the three things that's the end game. You know, if you're in business, you either want more followers, you want more leads, or you want more sales. So that's what we leverage it for. Mm-hmm. But when you're first starting out live streaming, it's really uncomfortable to ask people to opt into your list or even to pick up something for free or God, you know, ask for a sale, right?
Well, yeah. Or my big deal was even just, hey, hit the like button or the love button if you enjoy hearing, you know, what I have to say. That was even a big deal.
Yeah.
The first couple of times out.
Yeah. So what I do tell people is, you know, when you first start out, you want to just show up. First step is choose to be consistent. Don't be any outie, you know, one foot in, one foot out. That's not going to fly. And guess what? Energetically, your audience will know that and they won't commit to you if you're not going to commit to yourself. So first do that.
But you're not saying once a day or once
no.
a week or once a month, whatever is consistent for you and frequent enough for the people you're speaking to.
Correct.
Okay.
So that, you know, because I've had people say, Andra, should I do a 30-day live streaming blitz? And I'm like, please don't. One, audience fatigue, right? Two, this is about quality over quantity. We're not live streaming just to be in people's faces. We're here to actually generate goodwill and give them valuable content that can support them in their journey that is connected to what you offer to your audience. So what I would always tell people is start off, even if it's just once a week, and maybe just for the first few broadcasts, commit to 5 minutes or less.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to go on a rant or have 20 different tips or, my gosh, you know, the entire solution in one live stream. No. Number one, that's not actually value rich. But number two, you're just dipping your toe into the live streaming waters. And so you got to be easy and be kind to yourself and be gentle with yourself as you kind of work through and find your flow.
Mm-hmm. And so, be easy and kind to your audience.
Yes, yeah. Right?
Yep.
The second thing that I would recommend is I do tell my clients, you do need to have a call to action. Now, what is a call to action? It's an invitation is all it is. It's inviting them to take another step with you that either gets you more fans, more leads, or more sales. When you're brand new, you know, you're not going to feel comfortable doing the far end of the spectrum. So all I would say is, hey, if you like what you're hearing, check out, you know, click this button to get notifications. You've got to start doing that for a couple of reasons. Even though it's super uncomfortable and awkward, you have to start conditioning your audience. You have to teach them how to behave.
How to interact with you.
Yeah.
How to have more time with you.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you have to actually condition them to be sales ready.
Which obviously ultimately is a very important piece around leveraging live streaming.
Absolutely. Because why should you? We're not here to live stream for free. We're here to live stream to generate something that's tangible, right? And so if, and here's a perfect example. Let's say you've been live streaming and la-di-da-di, life is good. Ooh, it's so fun. And your audience is loving you. And now you've got an offer and you haven't done anything prior to this to invite them to take action with you. Right. That is AKA word, like pitch perfect. What is it? AKA word.
I know I didn't see it, but I get it.
Yeah.
It's crap.
So for your sake, you, the one that's live streaming, and for the sake of your audience, help them help you. Okay. Condition them. Because the other thing too, that I always like to say is, listen, you're actually deserving them. Like you're doing a huge disservice when you don't give them a next step. Like, it's like you're taking them out to the cliff and dropping them.
And I think probably worse than that, we are giving them enough information that they want more. And if we're not going to invite them to do business with us, they're going to say, I need this. And they're going to go find it somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Right?
They're going to give it to the person who's willing to ask for what they want.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because all selling is ultimately, folks, is solving, thus serving. Right? It's the three S's. It's the triple S deal, right? If you really want to solve problems and you want to be of service, you must sell. And so when you're leveraging live streaming, you can take steps. I call it kind of like an ask ladder, like start at the lower rung. Is that the right word?
Sure,
rung?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Start at the lower rung, ask them for, you know, invite them into something that is low risk for them, you know, high reward, and then move your way on up so that because you've been live streaming, because you've been conditioning them, they already know what to expect. It's reciprocity.
Right. Yeah. Love it. How do you help business owners live stream? I mean, today's a conversation on Business Radio X, but do you offer live streaming course? Talk mm-hmm. to us a little bit. You do. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things. Well, let's talk about the excuses that I hear or the reasons that I hear from a lot of people as far as why they don't live stream.
Oh, yeah.
And let's assume that now they already understand why they should. Mm-hmm. So for people that already know, like, I know I should be live streaming for my business,
but
so, you know, the yeah, but model. Yeah, right. But yeah, but I don't know what to say. Yeah, but I don't know if I can nail it every single time. Like, I could maybe come up with a couple of cool pieces of content, but over the long term, I don't know. So one thing that I did was I actually created a workshop or training to help you literally whip up 3 months of content in under 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Because, and what we do is we map it up against a strategy where you identify, are you live streaming for leads or are you live streaming for sales? Those are only two types of live streams you're going to be doing in business. And so we weave in the content, pair it with a powerful call to action, so that in literally under 3.5 hours, you've got your next 90 days mapped out. All you have to do is show up.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I do. The other thing that I did was I have a program that's now in its fourth launch. It's called Sell It Live, where I basically take you from concept to creation to actual scripts and validation scripts and sales streaming scripts.
Kind of a done for you model?
Well, it's a transformational self-study is what mm-hmm. I call it. You come in, you get access to all the trains, you get a pretty little video of me explaining the training, and you have access to a private Sell It Live lab, which is what you experience, where you can actually come in and practice, get feedback, get support from your peers, et cetera.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And this is the fourth go around for that?
Yeah, this is the fourth go around for that.
What's some of the feedback that you're hearing from your participants?
Sales. Confidence. You know, I've had people that have sold out that have come on live stream, made 14 sales in under 20 minutes. The script, and I hate saying the word script because it just feels so rigid, but I'd call it more of a flow.
I hear why you're not appreciating the word script, but on the newbie end of things,
you want a script.
Well, that's why I said kind of a done for you. In fact, even just as our business owners come on and they start their own shows here mm-hmm. at Business Radio X, even just in the inviting their guests,
yeah,
which is a really easy thing to do because everybody loves PR and media.
Yeah.
they're like, hey, can you send me the email template? Can you give me the script? Can you help me? And
right.
It's that comfort level. And then when I'm sure with like what you offer, when they see that, they're like, oh, I get it. I really get it.
Yeah. So you get scripts for your live stream from saying hello all the way to the ask. You also get validation scripts where basically you can leverage that for email to basically find out like, hey, I'm considering creating this offer. Is that, you know, I've got scripts for that. So you get the validation up front. And then also in Sell It Live, I teach you how to make money, you know, on the replay. Because once the live stream is over, what are you going to do with it? I show you exactly what to do to help it stay alive and active beyond the finish.
Is there a secret you can share here?
Yeah, I'll give a couple of tips. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that organically, what I like to do is after the live stream, I always like to go back through and watch it. And I kind of look for any moment that happened that wasn't planned. And I will immediately email my list and also on social media, basically saying, hey, the replay's up. And oh my gosh, fast forward to 2 minutes and 22 seconds. You won't believe what happened there. Tease it, right?
Yeah.
So you'll do that type of promotion. The other thing too, is you can leverage messenger bots in your live streaming, which I train on that as well. So now you're curating leads right inside Facebook Messenger that you can now use that to announce future live streams, to share updates, maybe invite them into an opt-in. There's so much cool stuff you can do with it. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, traditional Facebook ads. There's a lot of things that you can do to keep the live stream alive.
It's a tapestry, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's almost like this quilt where you're just kind of weaving and find the flow for it.
Yeah.
But I can see how we need a guide like you to get us there, because when I'm left to my own devices and I get frustrated, I'm out.
Right. And one thing that I noticed too, because the algorithm is, you know, Facebook has a formula, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you're live streaming, one of the things you want to do really upfront as soon as possible is invite people to engage. Now, here we are in this radio show and I just hit go live. I didn't invite them to engage with me. So you always want to ask a question up front, because what happens is when Facebook sees that people are commenting on something, mm-hmm. then they think, oh, this must be an important piece of video or you know, content. Let's push it out.
More people need to know about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really important to do that. So another tip that I give people is, look, if you didn't do anything but this, this will help you. After your live stream, go back and comment, respond to the folks, thank them for showing up, mm-hmm. all that good stuff.
And that again, continues to keep mm-hmm. it at the top of.
So what does that tell you for all of you listeners who think, well, I don't want to live stream because I don't want to live stream to an audience of none. Live viewers actually don't matter.
It's the same with Business Radio X. We get a lot of people come in and say, you know, hey, what's your listening audience? We have the demographics, we have the listenership. But where our broadcasts really have the legs, much like live streaming mm-hmm. is in the replay.
Exactly.
And the fact that it can be out there forever.
Yes. Yeah. All types of cool stuff.
Can we go back to maybe some of the structure around live mm-hmm. streaming? Like this morning, for example, my son just published a book, my 10-year-old.
Oh.
And as he's rushing out the door to go to school, I'm thinking, we have this read aloud we're doing at Barnes & Noble at Desert Ridge on Friday. And I thought, if I don't promote this now, no mm-hmm. one's going to know. But we were standing in the bathroom, he's brushing his teeth. It would have been okay for that kind of a thing for us to do it very intimately in our bathroom. But if I'm a business owner, where ought I be conducting these live streams?
Yeah. So if you're a business owner, this is what's really interesting, right? Because you would think that the answer is, well, you want to make sure that you have a professional and polished background. Yes. And you also want to be a little bit extemporaneous with it. I've seen people live stream as they're taking a walk. I've seen people, you know, live stream right here when they're doing something, you know, that's a BTS behind the scenes for their business. I think the really only thing that I would say is, don't show us the junk in your trunk, mm-hmm. right? Because what you show me behind you is going to translate to what I think is happening within you. So you don't need the high tech, high gloss crap stuff going on. But what you do need to ask yourself is, if I had a stranger come into my house and all they saw was what's back here, how would I feel about myself?
And is it in alignment with who I say I am?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I know that there's a lot of video experts that say, you know, you really want to have some consistency in your background. And for the most part, I try to live stream in one central location. But also, I'm not afraid to live stream anywhere else. And I think that's the thing that I really want people to understand is that there's no hard and fast here. This is really a free-flowing format and opportunity to play with it and just dance in the mystery of it all.
And your personality will shine through, and our personalities are different, right?
Yeah.
So my live stream aren't going to look like yours,
right?
Because we're very different people.
Absolutely.
But the opportunity to be out there in front of the people that we want to impact and influence,
yeah,
is the common thread.
Yeah. And that's, and I love that you bring that up, because some people might think, well, Andra, you know, I remember when I first started out in sales, I needed a script, right? Otherwise, I don't know what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So you need scripting, you need guidelines, you need formats. And when I first started out in sales, I remember sitting next to my peer, and he was a winner. So I want to be a winner too. I started to emulate this person because I didn't know what else to do, right? Mm-hmm. So originally I started out emulating, and all of a sudden I had this alter ego, kind of like a Sasha Fierce, right? And I had this persona that I created. And then naturally what happened was my own true self came through. I can't tell you the day when it stopped being me emulating and me being me, because it was such an organic, natural transition. And so when you first start out live streaming, you are going to follow some of the things that you've seen other successful live streamers do, and you're going to emulate that. But trust yourself and know that your truest real self will shine through. It just naturally will when you give yourself a chance to get comfortable.
You simply just have to do it enough times,
yes,
which could be literally two or three times and away you go, but enough times that you get in that routine.
Yeah.
And then can just morph into who you are.
Yeah.
Just happen to have a camera in front of you.
Well, and it's the whole monster in the bed, under the bed, right?
Yes.
Like there's a monster under my bed and it's live streaming. And the reality is you look underneath the bed and it's a freaking sock, right? So I had a student just the other day who was like, wait a minute. She finally went live and she goes, I don't even know what I was so afraid of. Like, this was so much fun. So you might surprise yourself if you kind of let go of what you think it's going to be and just hit go live and roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a, you know, let's talk about structure for a minute. You need to introduce yourself. You need to have something that you want to share that can actually add value to your audience, and then a simple call to action, invitation.
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
Yeah. How do you encourage, and maybe it depends on the purpose of live streaming, to like welcome people in, like when you can see that they're online and they're commenting.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people say that it turns them off,
mm-hmm,
as viewers if they're always saying, oh, hi, Susie.
Yes,
hi, John.
Yes.
Hi, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
But if people are asking questions, we ought to be responding. How would you?
Yeah. So it's a dance, right? So this is what I tell people, because imagine that you're a replay viewer. You don't want to watch 5 minutes of, hi, Sue. Hi, Bob. They weren't there. So they weren't at the party for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to hear that. So I say hard and fast, within 90 seconds, you should have introduced yourself and started diving into the content.
Okay. Within how quickly?
Within 90 seconds.
Okay.
So you can say, hey, you know, welcome to all my live viewers. Welcome to my replay viewers. I see a few familiar faces. Hey, Jaya. Hi, Stassi. Hey, Heather. So who am I? Da-da-da-da-da. Here's what I'm going to talk about today.
And get in.
Yep. And actually, I flipped that. Here's what I'm talking about and who am I? Because I got to hook them. They don't care who I am, what they care about.
What they came for.
Exactly. Then you are going to have engagement throughout. So you need to weave in what I call interactive interludes. So let's imagine that you want to give us 3 reasons why we should be podcasting now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to share those 3 points. But after each point, I want you to weave in an interactive interlude. Ask your audience a question that invites them to respond. And then maybe do that, you know, that's your flow, right? Point, interact, point 2, interact, and then maybe take a break for questions and then reveal your final point. Sometimes, depending on what's happening, if I have an offer, I'll hold the 3rd point until after I give my offer.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you do that because they're sticking around for that 3rd point,
mm-hmm,
right? But you want to have the opportunity to seed this irresistible offer. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. So point 1, interactive interlude. Did I say that right? I love that phrase. And what does that look like? I might have posed a question, or I might say, hey, give me, you know.
So let's use this. So let's you want to play for a
second?
Please, okay. Let's develop your content yeah. for a broadcast. So what is one thing that you've noticed that you've heard around town or a question that people have about podcasting?
Oh my gosh.
People wonder if it's right for them.
They wonder if it's right for them. Yeah.
Perfect. So let's take that.
Topic one.
Okay. So is podcasting right for you? That's the title of the live stream.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what are three things that you can share with me that would help me make that decision for myself? What do I need to know?
That it's extremely easy.
Mm-hmm.
That it helps increase your visibility.
Uh-huh.
And it gives you implied credibility as well.
Perfect. So those are the reasons why we podcast.
Okay.
So we definitely want to share that. Like, hey, I'm coming on live to talk to you about, to help you decide, is podcasting right for your business? Here's what we know about it. It helps with your visibility. It gives implied credibility. It's easy to do. But you still might be wondering, is it for you? How do you know if you as a business should be podcasting? What questions do you want to ask yourself? Well, you may want to, I would want to know, like, do I need to be tech savvy?
I'm not even thinking about the basics.
So, yeah, let's go basics.
What does it take for the technology and equipment? Where would my podcast live?
Uh-huh. And do you have an end goal in mind, right?
Yeah. What's the purpose, overall purpose
right.
for it?
Okay. So if you have an audience, if you're an entrepreneur and you have an audience and you want to have a way to stream content in a vehicle that they can access no matter what they're doing, then podcasting is for you. As long as you have an end game. So do you have something that you offer your audience? If you do, then podcasting is for you.
Yep.
Are you willing to, work with a low tech setup? If you can manage low tech, then podcasting is for you. You see?
Yes.
So we have those three points. So let's just say, for example, we talked about begin with the end in mind. As long as you have an end goal, if you have something that you can offer to your audience, then podcasting is for you. How many of you guys right now have an idea of what it is that you offer to your audience? Throw that in the comments box below. You could do multiple choice. If you know that, give me a one if you already know what you could be, you know, what the total end game is of what your podcast is, or two if you're still not sure.
Wonderful. Now it helps me gauge how much further we're going to take this portion of the conversation in before we move on to the next topic. And it gets people staying in the conversation
with
me as if they're a live audience. I mean, like legitimately in front of me.
Exactly. And you'll see, this is the power of the replay is this broadcast right here, probably later on tonight, even into tomorrow, especially if I don't run any ads to it, I'll still see people, commenting. You know, and that's great. And you want to make sure that you're responsive to that. So that's how you weave in those interactive interludes.
Love it.
You know?
Yeah, that's brilliant. Talk to us about really monetizing the live stream. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear the theme is it's doable.
And it's totally doable.
And if you're not doing it, you're missing an opportunity.
Yeah, I'll take you all the way back to the beginning and then current. When I first was on Periscope, I got to know my audience. I was on there all the time. I'd be in my pajamas. Periscope was a little bit more loosey-goosey, but hey, it worked, right? Yeah. But I remember I actually asked my audience, hey, I want to help you guys get your core message because, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, they don't understand their big biz why. And so I decided to create Core Camp. Well, my audience actually helped me craft that. So I did two live streams and did over $30,000.
In just that, within that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. Fast forward to today's current age. I've used live streaming I've done over $50,000 in just this year in extra revenue. Repeat. Extra
right.
revenue, right? That, why do I say that and emphasize that? Because to me, this is just another revenue stream.
Yeah. For those of us that are speakers and authors and on the road traveling a lot, as you mentioned earlier, it brings the audience to us. In addition, we may not stop doing that.
Right.
I hope we're not stopping doing that. But this is an opportunity for people across the globe to have access to it. I know your audience is international, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember seeing something after you were here the first time on Winning Business Radio. Someone had made a comment from, I can't remember what country, but
I have a lot of people from different countries that come into my programs who I coach. I've got a client right now who's in the UK. So it's all over. But here's what's so cool about this, because you mentioned something really fun, which is authors and speakers and you're behind the scenes. My good gosh, right? Like selling really doesn't happen when you ask for it. It's everything that you do leading up to it. So you start giving us access, live streaming, you know, putting the final touches on my book, about to send it to the editor. You live stream where you're dropping it off at the print shop.
Yes.
You live stream, you know, where you're at a book signing. Let me tell you something. You won't have to ask them to buy your book. All you'll do is tell them how they can access it. That's all selling is.
Because they've been intimately involved.
They've already been sold. So there's this whole thing about, a lot of people focus on persuasion. I like to focus on persuasion. And there's a great book, and I don't know the author, so I can't even credit it, titled Persuasion, who really turned me on to this. But you can Amazon it, Google it, just look that up. It's really phenomenal. But that's, if you want to, if selling, asking the direct question is a struggle for you, and you want to eliminate that struggle, just start selling before you even ever have to ask for it. And it'll sell itself.
Fantastic. What piece of this continues to keep people from doing it? I'm guessing it's just
fear.
Yeah, fear, and just not stepping through that.
Yep. And it's attachment, right? So it's attachments to expectations. In other words, we are so gifted in our imagination, aren't we? Such imaginative creatures. And we can make up these really elaborate stories about, what if I stumble over my words? What if it's not good enough? What if they don't like me? You know, the what if. It's the not enough-itis.
Oh, yes.
Right? And the only reason why you have that is because somewhere, somehow, you've identified or decided that what those people think about you actually matters.
Mm-hmm.
So when you let go of the attachment of their approval, then you're able to step in and just be you. And listen, let me be clear. Do I want you to like me, Karen? Of course I do. But not at the expense of my own soul.
Right.
Not at the expense of my own self-worth.
I remember you sharing that on Winning Business Radio when you were here the first time with Lisa. And that really, I think, is so important for entrepreneurs who are putting themselves out there, especially the passionate entrepreneur that is really serving a higher purpose.
Yeah.
It's critical for us to feel that we're giving, and we don't have to tailor who we are for our audience. Mm-hmm. We're going to trust that what we're putting out there and asking, we're going to get it back.
Absolutely. And the thing that I will tell you that will stop you dead in your tracks every single time is when you're misaligned, when who you really be is not in alignment with how you're showing up. Everything will F up. You'll notice nobody comes to your live streams. You'll notice nobody's buying your stuff. It's because you're not operating from your core, and you're not stepping into your, I don't want to get too woo-woo, but you're not showing up the way that you really should be, because you're trying to keep up with the internet Joneses.
Yeah. You and I understand that, which is what makes you such a great coach for this piece. The people coming to you, and they're not getting people watching, and they're not converting. What do they think it is?
They think that they suck. They start having that, well, I'm just not good enough. And Sally Joe over there, you know, she does the same thing as me, and she's just more charismatic. And the thing is that, listen, there are people who have this natural charisma about them. But here's the other thing. I've watched people who are pretty much flatliners do very, very well for themselves.
I was just going to say that. Again, if they're in alignment with who they are and how they're showing up and being.
Yeah.
They're going to be successful because their message is congruent.
And I think the other thing too, and I'm really speaking to those coaches out there, people in the spiritual modalities and the healing arts, and those folks that are out there, and even, you know, the guy in the pinstripe suit. It's like, think about that time where you've published something and it felt so good to publish it, because what you said was like it was fire. You were in flow. You were like, man, I nailed it, right? You're not really thinking about who receives it, because you're really, your only job was to get it out of your body, you know? And so I kind of feel like with live streaming, you don't need to have, don't set yourself up to have like these big firework explosive, ooh, I just created these big fat ahas for people, but get out there and just share stuff. Like share stuff for the good of goodwill and trust that as you do that and you back it up with a formula that supports you in leveraging powerful call to actions and, you know, things that you need to say to help people make decisions for themselves. Trust that it'll all be okay, but you got to do it consistently.
Yes. Yeah.
Can't be a one hit wonder.
Right. Love it. Tell us again how you are available to us to learn more about live streaming.
So ongoing, I have Sell It Live, which you can check out sellitlivenow.com. And right now there is a coupon for that through the end of this year. If you type in the word action in all caps, that is good for $50 off. The other thing that I'm really excited about, because I know that one of the biggest stumbling blocks to people showing up consistently to their audience is this whole content fear thing.
Right.
I'm really excited about this workshop. I've ran it twice now. This is my second time running it. And I don't know about you folks out there, but maybe you have courses or things that you've had people sign up for and they don't really finish. And you feel really bad about that because as a teacher, you really want to help your people. Not in this case. This workshop, we have 100% attendance, 100% completion. These guys in 3.5 hours are knocking it out of the park. They've got all their content paired with all their call to actions, their irresistible invitations. It's plotted on a calendar and they're ready to kick ass in 2018. Yeah. And I'm super stoked. So that's this Saturday. I'm hosting it live, or you can do it on your own.
Oh, hey, our lights.
Okay. Ooh, that was fun.
Yeah. Every once in a while, if we don't move too much, our lights think that we've left.
Yeah. So they can check that out. The link will be in the show notes. But that's AndraBolin.com/content-creation.
And if for some reason we can't make it Saturday.
Yeah. They can.
It comes around again.
No, actually they can do it on their own. The only thing that I ask is that you still set a date on your calendar, block out 3.5 hours and do it.
Okay.
So they can actually, once they purchase, they can access the training, the workbooks and the bonuses and do it on their own. I recommend doing it with me if you can, but if you can't, do it on your own. I did test this with a student the other day who I trust. And I said, tell me when you're going to sit down. She told me, she pinged me 3.5 hours later.
Done.
And said, I did it.
Oh my gosh.
So you can even do that with me if you need to. If you can't show up live, just ping me, instant message me on Facebook. My contact information is in there and let me know when you're going to commit to it. And then I will be watching to make sure that you do it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Blown away. It gets me motivated to live stream more frequently. And
oh,
I'm thinking, we have to have a longer conversation around really how to use live streaming to continue to promote Phoenix Business Radio.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Yes, absolutely. You should definitely be using it. Stream the first 10 minutes and give them the link to get the rest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah,
absolutely.
Good. Andra, thank you so much for being here with us again.
Such an honor.
As we said at the beginning of our show, we know that we're going to see more of you again. You have such wisdom and so many things to share that everybody is dying to figure out, and you have figured out for us.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, ultimately, I just want to support myself, the people that I'm around, and the all to just show up.
Yeah.
To just show up.
If we have that nagging voice or that aching pain in our heart that says, I can do more and I have more to give, we need to be doing it.
Yeah. And just to close this, I want you to understand that your business, and we talked about this on the last show, but I must say it again. And this is really the heartbeat of why I do what I do, is that I'm all about helping people have a voice and making sure that voices aren't silenced. And I want you to imagine that your business is actually and has an identity, and you are the only voice for it. It does not have a voice without you. And so if you're going to be in business, please be an active voice for your business. Leverage these multiple vehicles, whether it's live streaming or anything else, but please enter into these conversations and these opportunities to show up, speak up, and sell out. Not be a sellout, but sell out your offers.
Right. Because if I'm not the keeper of that vision, no one else is going to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you're shunning. To me, it's like you're shushing the voice of your business.
Yeah.
And that hurts my heart.
Yeah, I know. I hear it. Fantastic. Again, and I appreciate, I know your schedule's crazy packed holidays. So thank you for taking time to come back to Phoenix Business Radio today. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some leans right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm your host, Kara Nowicki.